wherever you are.
Recording is started. Whatever you say can and will be used against you.
In a court of law.
Anywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. Okay. So, we are halfway through the first paragraph of Aleinu. And until this point, we have been saying the following. Right? Anyone want to give a summary?
I could give a summary a little bit of the second part. I missed the first part.
Aleinu with exactly a pep rally telling us our mission. What's our mission? To be an Orla Goyim, exactly. Right? Latake Gulal Yosef Rashid. Like, not just like to inspire people, right? To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world and show people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. We said the difference between Latake Gdula Yosef Rashid to like be Megadel Hashem as opposed to being like Miro Mim Hashem is. That's Megadel means to make Hashem relatable, to show that everyone is able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we went on this whole tangent to prove why B'nai Yisrael were fit for this job. And we said it's not because we're better than everyone else, but it's because Hashem has shaped us to be able to fulfill this role. And He put us in a position that we're able to be a role model nation to which the rest of the world is able to look up to, so that we're fit to serve this role of Latekiru Ali Otebreji. We said the end result, but what we said last time, is that what ends up being, because of the differences between the way Hashem shaped us and the way Hashem shaped the rest of the world, is that we end up recognizing Hashem, we worship a God who is powerful, we worship Hashem for His own sake, not in order to get something out of Him. We have this, we don't like only let HaKadosh Baruch to some parts of our lives and turn to like a melech for other parts of our lives, but there's this unity. We said all these things that show why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, thank God, shaped us in a way that we have an accurate perception of who He is, and it's our job to spread that to the rest of the world. Right? All good until now? Comments, questions? Right? That's just a sikkum of what we said. And, essentially, the way that we're going to show Hashem to the rest of the world is by being mishabeachim, is by praising Him. And now, in the end of this first paragraph of Aleinu, we're going to list a bunch of praises. And these aren't just praises that are showing how great Hashem is. Number one, because we never just stam praise Hashem, because who are we to just like pick praises of Hashem? Right? There's that Gemara in Brachot that says, there was, I forget who, one of the Amoraim who went to Shul and started davening Chazar Hashatz, and was talking about Hashem, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Bahanura, Ha-Ha-Ha-Chasid, Ha-Rachum, Ha-Chanu, and then at a certain point someone stopped, and then he eventually stopped. And then someone else went up to him and said, that's it? Right? Isn't there more? Essentially the point is that like you can't just like stam praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because who are we to pick what is true and what isn't true? So if we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing it for a very specific reason. And since Aleinu is not us talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's us talking to ourselves, the praises that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are to remind us exactly how we're supposed to present HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the rest of the world in a way that's going to best achieve this goal of Latit Kedulali or Tzavrishit, and helping everyone connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Good? Comments? Questions? Okay, now let's get started with part 2.5 of Aleinu L'Shabayach Latona Kol. Right, it's on the sheet. This is like in the third section. Right, what are the actual praises? So we start with Shehu Notesh Hamayim V'Yoseid Aretz. Okay, Abu Draham, who we said he's the commentator we're basing this on. He brings a lot of shukim to explain Aleinu. He doesn't quote a pasuk for this. He just says Shehu Pasuk Shalim. It's true, it is a pasuk shalem. It's actually a pasuk shalem in two different places. This phrase, notesh hamayim v'yoseid aretz, if you look in Makorot 3 and Makorot 4, right, we describe Hashem. These are the two places that appear in Tanakh. In Yeshayahu Parak Nanalef, we describe Hashem as Hashem otzecha notesh hamayim v'yoseid aretz. And in the context over there, we're speaking about people who are tishkach Hashem, oseh shamayim, but tishkach Hashem osecha, you forget Hashem created you, the Hashem is who was notesh shamayim v'yoseid aretz, and then instead, v'tifachei tamid kol ayom mipnei chamat metik, and instead, because you forgot Hashem, you're going to be scared of all the people around you. And the whole parak in Yeshayahu is explaining how if you turn away from Hashem, then you're going to be scared of people. But if you only remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is, again, Notesh Hamayim V'Yoseid Aretz, then you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has power over people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people. And therefore, you don't have to be scared of people when really Hashem decides everything, because He has the ultimate power. Right? The same theme is used the second time. This phrase is used in Zechariah Parak Yedbet, where we speak about Masad Dvar Hashem al Yisrael, Num Hashem Nesi Shemayim Biyoseid Aretz V'yotzer Ruach Adam Bekirbah. And then the parak goes on to speak about Hashem helping Bnei Yisrael when Yerushalayim has been Matzor, is under siege. But the whole point is, look at the phrase there. Hashem is Notesh Hamayim Yoseid Aretz. It's this imagery of Hashem spreads out the skies and lays the foundation of the ground, and then Yotzer Ruach Adam Bekirbo, and then puts the spirit into the insides of humans. Right? The whole point is, this phrase Notesh Hamayim Yoseid Aretz, as we see in Tanakh, doesn't just mean that Hashem is so powerful because he created the Shemayim and created the Aretz, but it also shows Hashem's power in contrast to the power of humans, meaning Hashem is just infinitely more powerful. And this is the first praise for showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that the reason why people should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the message we're trying to portray, is the reason why everyone should relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to worshipping someone else. And just to go on a little tangent here, right? Everyone in the world worships something, right? And whether it be a god, whether it be like a social cause, whether it be like celebrities, whether it be yourself, everyone worships something. And even like atheism, we worship something. So the whole point is not like saying it's to show people why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like if you're going to worship something anyway, showing why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the correct mode of worship. And again, a lot of the emphasis here is on Avodah Zarah, we'll get to that later. But the whole point is the first thing we need everyone to recognize is, if you're picking what to worship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has control over everything, and even over human beings, which tend to be like on the top of the food chain, and human beings who have the most power and the most control. And that's why we dafka use this praise of Hashem, that he has Notesh Shamayim Biyoseid Aretz, to show that it's the ultimate level of praise, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one you should praise, and the one you should relate to, as opposed to anything else. So that's number one. Hashem pretty much has control over everything because he created everything. Okay, then we jump to phrase number two. It's not enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and created everything in the world, but also Hashem is Moshav Yikaro B'Shamayim Mimal. Anyone want to take a stab at translating that? What does Moshav Yikaro B'Shamayim Mimal mean? Just so I can take a
stab. His heavenliness in the skies above.
What's a Moshav? In its context, it comes from what? It comes from like Yeshiva. It's like his throne. No. His glorious throne is in the heavens up above. And Abu Dram, I mean, yes, it could be read as like a settlement of the city, as like, but Abu Dram, he makes the point that this is referring to some sort of kisei. He links it back, if you look in Makor number 5, that Hashem b'shamayim hichin kiso, Hashem established his chair in the shamayim. Malbim is just representative of like a lot of the mafarshim, but if you look at the way Malbim explains, what does it mean Hashem set his kisei in the Shemayim? He explains Hagam Sheikhin Kisei Hanaguto Bashamayim. Shanagat Ha'ulam Hufeich Kifichu Keyataba Kuim Bashamayim. Means Hashem in the Shemayim set up nature and set the world to work in a certain consistent way. We all rules set in place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And essentially, when we speak about Moshav Yikaro B'Shamayim Mal, Hashem's Kisei, right, we have to think about what the imagery of a Moshav is, of a chair, of a throne. Because obviously God is physical, so the imagery here, and like we also see this in Tehillim when we speak about Hashem's kisei, Hashem b'shamayim chim kiso. The kisei of a melech is a place where what happens? Yeah, and where the king gives stuff, right? That's where he sits, and he makes his decrees either because people are asking for it or because he decides what's best. So the imagery of a moshav of a kisei is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding things that are going to happen. So we speak about Moshav Yikaro B'Shamayim Mal, the place where Hashem decides that things are going to happen, the way the world is going to work. He decides that B'Shamayim Mimal, like the emphasis on Mimal is not just Hashem isn't deciding in the heavens, he's above the heavens. Kadosh Baruch Hu has this perception of the entire world that people who are limited by the heavens aren't able to see. It's not just like a quantitative difference between being B'Shamayim and B'Shamayim Mimal. It's qualitative, because it's Ki'ilu, Kadosh Baruch Hu has this greater perspective, whatever that means, that we don't have. Therefore, when Hashem decided the Chukei HaTava, the way the world is going to work, it was intentional. Fine. That's number two. Now we jump to praise number three. Ushchinatu zobukofei merumin. Hashem's powerful shchina is in, his powerful presence is in the heights of heights. It's a weird phrase. Abu Dram makes the point that this is actually a mesh of two different tirim, two different descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh. Right. If you look in Makor number 6, in Yeshayahu Parakai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling people, the whole context there is Hashem is lamenting people who end up like raising themselves up and valuing themselves and becoming a little haughty because of it. And then Yeshayahu says, "Vayishach Adam, Vayishpal Ish, Vayinei Gvohim Tishpalna." Hashem is going to lower all the people from their haughtiness. And then once the people are lowered, what's going to happen? Vayigba Hashem Tzvakot Bamishpat. Hashem is then going to be exalted. Emphasis on the word gava, that like from our phrase, "Ushkatazo Bigovhei Meromim." So Hashem is going to be exalted through justice. And then the other pasuk, which this is based on, and then we'll explain what it all has to do with each other in a second, is from Tehillim Perek Kaf Aleph, when this whole parak is speaking about, I don't have the beginning of the parak, it's a mizmor for a melech, how Hashem protects a melech from his enemies. And if you look in all the opening pesukim that I put in the corner number 7, we're speaking about Timsa Yadecha L'Cholei Vecha, Yiminecha Timsa Sodecha, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help the king beat all his enemies, etc., etc. Jump to the last pasuk there, the bolded part, Ruma Hashem Buzecha. Hashem is going to be Ram, he's going to be great in his strength, and therefore Nashir Ben Zamarag Buratecha, therefore we're going to sing and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? But the common denominator between both these pesukim, the Vayigba Hashem Tzvakot Bamishpat, and the Ruma Hashem Buzecha, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ke'ilu interfering in the world and showing the triumph, right? He's interfering with the way human beings are in the world, the arrogance, and fixing that, and he's elevated through that. Or he's interfering with the way that the enemies of the king are hurting the king, and he's coming in and he's fixing that. And that's exactly the point here, right? We said, Moshavi Kirova Shemayim Imal means Hashem institutes the Chukei HaTeva, the way the world naturally works. And now we're taking it a step further. It's not just that Hashem like set the world in motion to work in a certain way. It's also Chinatu Zo B'Gofei Merumim. Hashem makes himself, presents himself as Gavoa and as Ram, meaning he also makes us see his presence in the world by sometimes interfering and making the world work in a way that it doesn't seem to us that it should naturally work. And like we spoke about this 2 times ago when we started, right? The philosophical implications of this. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mistake. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided the rules of nature. Most of the time, water is not going to stand up. But at a certain point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that water stands up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned all of this, whatever that means. But from our perception, it looks like sometimes things are taking the natural course, and sometimes things are not taking their natural course. And that's exactly the two things we're highlighting here. Moshavi Kadol B'Shamayim Imal, Hashem set the world in its natural course, and that was all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, Shkat Zobu B'Gofei Merumim, sometimes Hashem presents himself as Gavoa, presents himself as Ram, and takes the world outside of its natural course, and kind of like makes his presence a little bit more known. So these are the first three praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we get to the last praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Elokeinu Ein Od, Emet Malkeinu Evezulato. Can someone translate that so I can take a bite of chicken?
He is a God and there is no other. The truth is his kingship. I'm an FS zero Zulato.
Yeah. Besides for him.
Nothing else other than him. Can I continue? Kakatu Batarato, as it says in his Torah. Yeah,
we'll got the pasuk in a second. Okay. All
right.
What? Yes. So this level of praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hu Elokeinu Einod, Emet Malkeinu Evezulato. Right? So he was exactly right. Hashem is our God, there is no other. And Hashem is our King is true, there is none besides for him. So just like we saw in the last phrase, the Shekhinah Kuzob Kofei Merumim, this praise too is a mashup of two different pesukim. We see this a lot, we'll see it a lot in Alkein too. Whoever the Baal Aleinu was, who was writing Aleinu, was really good at taking two pesukim and mashing them together. He was like really poetically talented. Like really impressive. But right, the whole that Hashem is Elokeinu Einod, That comes from this pasuk that we know and love. Atah horita ladat ki Hashem hu Elohim in od milavado. Right, this comes up in Devarim, and we're speaking about that we're the only nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of another nation, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared himself to us and gave us the Torah. And now after we've seen that, Atah horita ladat, now you've been taught to know that Hashem hu Elohim, that Hashem is the God, ein od milavado. Someone tell me, what does it mean that ein od milavado? What does that mean? Wrong. It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only God, but that's not what the phrase in Ud means.
Nobody else took
Avakada? Yes, exactly. How do you know that? Just a guess? Exactly, 100%. Look in, did I bring the Rambam here? Yeah. Rambam Hilchos Sodei Torah, 8a. Right? The Rambam says, V'im ya'ala ala dat, she'in kolonim se'im milvado. If you could fathom a scenario that there's nothing else that existed besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the rest of the world, the rest of the things in the world stopped existing, a Kadosh Baruch Hu would still exist. However, the fact that like everything else in the world was nullified and stopped existing doesn't mean Hashem is also going to be exist. Hashem isn't dependent on the rest of the world existing. Because everything that creates that exists in this world need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Hu Baruch Hu Einu Tarich Lahem V'Lo Lachar Behem. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything in this world, right? So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating, whatever that means, or stopped existing, whatever that means, then yes, everything else in this world would stop existing. But if everything else in this world stopped existing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not stop existing. Obviously, like whatever we're speaking in trying to use like human terms to describe that. Right, Rambam continues to explain the fichach. Ein amitato ka amitata chad behem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth is not like everyone's truth. And jump to the next bolded section in 8a, where Rambam says as follows: Fehusha Torah Omerit. This is what the Torah says: Ein od milavado. There is no other besides for God. It doesn't mean that Hashem is the only one. There are no other gods that exist. Klamar insha matzui emet milavado kamoto. There is no truth that exists that's true like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true. I guess the best way to explain it is that who here is a math guy?
Not me.
Okay. Who here took geometry and had to do proofs? Okay. Right? When you do a proof always has to start with what? Yeah, some statements, some given, right? Something that we can't prove that this first thing is true. We accept it to be true. But it always has to start with a starting point. And for us, our given is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We all exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true. And therefore, our truth is not that... We're not entirely us, because the truth of our existence is just is also dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything stems from there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't dependent on anything else. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true in his own sense, and he's a different. It's not that he's more true; he's true differently, because he's true not because he starts from a certain point and builds from there. He just objectively is true. We're not going to get into the philosophy behind it, but right, you're starting to see the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth and our truth. So essentially, that's the point we're trying to prove. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth, because the truth when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just like different than truth when it comes to us, and it's much more. It's a truer kind of truth. So this phrase, "Tu Elokeinu Einod Emet Malkeinu Ev Tzolatav," is a combination of that saying there is Einod besides for Hashem, and a pasuk that we get from Sefer Yeshayahu. Right, if you look in source number 9, right, we speak about there's going to be a day when the rest of the world is going to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Bnei Yisrael. And then if you look at the bolded part, ve'elayach yishtachavu, elayach palu, to you, i.e. to Bnei Yisrael, they're gonna bow and they're gonna pray. It's interesting. It's those same words where we said shehim mishtachavim ha'avrik mipalim el Yoshia. They're no longer going to be mishtachavim mipalel to like false stuff. They're going to be mishtachavim mipalel to the truth. And then when we say, Ach Bachel, there is only a God amongst you. Ve'ein od efes Elokim. There is no other except for your God. So the phrase Einon Milvado and Einon Efes Elokim, they kind of mash together to become Hu Elokeinu Einon Emet Malkeinu Efes Tzolatav. But The whole point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this emet. He is true like nothing else is true. And essentially, the four praises we are saying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the four ways we want to portray HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that the rest of the world realizes that they can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and created man and everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, instead of like worshiping something that is underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to go back to the source. Number two is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set this world in motion and set them as what we perceive to be the natural rules and the way this world works. Number three, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in, makes himself powerful by sometimes, at least the way we perceive it, changing the natural course of the world. And number four, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth like nothing else is the truth. And those are the four reasons why we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we sum this up with the last line of the first paragraph. Right? So you want to finish reading it? Kakatu.
וידעת היום בהסיבות אל לבבך כי השם הוא אלוקים בשמיים ומעל בארץ ותחת עינו. As it says in your Torah, and you know on this day that Hashem has fulfilled your heart because Hashem is the God.
וידעת אל לבבך, and you should like internalize it, like kind of like return it to your heart.
Oh, okay.
Like make sure you understand.
I read the hasibot, you're right. And you should return it, like internalize it, that Hashem is your God of the heavenly above. And on the aretz, and on the mart, on the land, there is no other like it.
Fine. And we're not going to see it in fact. Does anyone know what Hayom is referring to there in the context of these Pesukim in Devar? Exactly, Mamad Har Sinai. Like, you should know that day. So first, before we get into the pasuk itself, it's important to know whenever in a tefillah we say kakatuf, like it is written, we're not just saying, oh, we spoke about a nice idea, now let's just try to like slap on a pasuk that also speaks about the nice idea. Kakatuf is much more like fundamental. We're bringing a pasuk that says this pasuk is a summary of everything we spoke about, and these aren't just abstract ideas we spoke about because actually it's grounded in the Tanakh, which is the life force and blood of Am Yisrael. So like every time throughout Rosh Hashanah, happening, that's why like Targum's right when he says take time, like try to understand the Haggadah, understanding like Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, because these pasuk that we quote aren't just like things that reflect the nice ideas we're saying. It's the proof that everything we're saying is true. So all these points we just made about Bnei Yisrael's purpose in the world and the way we're supposed to present HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it all gets summed up in this pasuk. She is exactly right. You should remember that day, Hayom Mamad Har Sinai. But Hayom, whenever we see it, especially throughout Sefer Devarim, when Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael to treat something as Hayom, right? There's always this comment of Chazal that it should be Ko Yom Chadash Be'ineichem. That imagine if as if it's happening today. And essentially, but like I guess, and we'll conclude with this. That the whole message of the first paragraph of Saleinu is our mission is to every single day imagine as if it's Har Sinai. Imagine as if we're standing by Har Sinai and Hashem is forming us into a nation and making us into the Romano nation. And we ourselves are seeing the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who created this world, as the one who set this world in motion, the one who sometimes interferes in the world. That's what we're saying by Har Sinai. And he is the truth, like nothing else in this world is the truth. And our mission is to relive that and perceive that every single day, and then take that and share that with the rest of the world, and take that Har Sinai like experience that we have to recreate for ourselves, and show the rest of the world that this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one we should all relate to. That is how we're supposed to fulfill our mission of Latik Lualiot Zerbereshit. So that summarizes the first paragraph of Valino. If we have time, we'll get into Alkin. People around tonight or tomorrow or I don't know what.
We're on both.
Because there's a new Marv schedule. Right? We're doing Marv at 8 now instead of at 7:15.
We're on both.
So we guys rather do during dinner or be in the guys' dinner?
Don't they have the... I don't know. Like, okay, you're talking here. Oh, I thought you
did this. He's leaving.
Oh, fine. Don't they have the venue?
Oh, yeah, so he's doing that during dinner.